that?
Wait, let me tell them.
Sure.
Joey's going to be a celebrity guest on a game show.
Right.
Oh. Really? Which one?
Fish. Seaweed. A sunken ship.
Things you find in the ocean. You're going to be a pyramid!
That was our favorite game show ever.
Well, except for Match Game.
Or Win, Lose, or Draw.
Oh, what did I marry into?
Well, do you guys want to come down tomorrow and watch me tape the show?
Oh, we can't. We were throwing Phoebe a bachelorette party.
Yeah, sorry, boys. This ride's closing.
Oh, and Chandler and I have this stupid college alumni thing. Oh, I can't believe you get to meet Donny Osmond.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Ross and I always wanted to be Donny and Marie.
You guys just keep getting cooler and cooler.
Yeah, we used to perform for our family and friends.
Oh, God, that's right. I blocked that out.
I'm a little bit country.
And I'm a little bit rock and roll.
I'm leaving you.
Weird to see all these people again. Oh my God, look, there's Jeffrey Claric.
Who?
He was roommates with John Rosoff. He went out with Andrea Tamburino. She dumped him for Michael Skloff.
Did I go to this school?
Hey, there's Missy Goldberg. You gotta remember her.
Sure. Nice.
Dude, you're married to my sister.
You're right. By saying nice, I'm virtually licking her.
Hey, I hear she's single again. You think I should ask her out?
Are you asking permission to break the pact?
Yes, please. Hey, check out the flyers for the band. I made them on a Macintosh in the computer room.
Awesome. The name really stands out.
Thanks to a little something called Helvetica Bold 24 Point.
Man, we're gonna rock that Asian student union.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Missy.
Hey, Missy.
You know, our band is playing on Friday.
Yeah, you should come check us out. We're called Way No Way.
No Way.
Way.
Great. I'll be there.
Fresh.
Boss. Mint. She's gone.
I know it. You know, I'm totally going to ask her out.
Dude, I was going to ask her out.
I said it first, bro.
Well, I thought it first, Holmes.
Look, if you think...
Wait. What are we doing? What we have is too important to mess it up over some girl. I mean, we can get laid anytime we want.
Totally. I had sex in high school.
Me too. I'm good at it.
All right, I say we make a pact. Neither of us will go out with Missy Goldberg.
You got it.
All right, so that's Missy Goldberg, Phoebe Cates, and Molly Ringwald, who neither of us can go out with.
Those are the packs.
Oh, and Sheena Easton. But we probably couldn't get her anyway.
Maybe not you.
Well, I officially give you permission to break the pact.
Thank you. All right, here I go. Hey, remember how scary it used to be going up to girls in college?
Your hands are shaking.
I know, and I can't stop sweating.
Applause! Yeah! Welcome, it is Soap Opera Week here on Pyramid. Let's meet our contestants. First, Gene Lester is a database specialist. He's going to be playing with Days of Our Lives star Joey Tribbiani.
I know it can be intimidating for regular people to be around celebrities, but relax. I'm just like you, only better looking and richer.
Should be playing with star of General Hospital, Leslie Charlson. Welcome, everybody. Good luck to all of you. Let's play Pyramid. All right? Now, we flipped a coin before the show. Gene, you won the toss, so you're going to start. Which category would you like?
I'll take You Cross the Line.
You Cross the Line. Joey, describe for Gene these things that have lines. Give me 20 seconds on the clock, please. Ready? Go.
Okay, it's a store like a supermarket. Oh, I see what I did there. Okay. I'm writing in my
diary.
No, more like a notebook. Damn it. Okay. If I'm building a house, the plan isn't called a shmoo print.
Can't do that either?
In high school, I once had sex with a girl right in the middle of the
cafeteria.
Yeah, but that's not what they're looking for.
Thank you so much for this. Oh, you like it? Oh my God, it's all so elegant. When's the dirty stuff starting? What? You know, the strippers and the guys dancing and, you know, peepees flying about. Oh, dear. I there isn't going to be any flying about. And we actually thought we were a little too mature for stuff like that. Oh, okay. I see what you're doing. That's fine. This is all there is. Just tea. Okay. Raunchy. It's okay. Seriously, Phoebes, it's not going to be that kind of a party. Really? So this is my big send-off in the married life? Rachel, this is the only bachelorette party I'm ever going to have. I've got a big wad of ones in my purse. Really? I mean, really? It's just tea? No! Phoebe, of course there's more.
Okay.
I mean, they just go talk to Monica and get an ETA on the peepees.
Now, Gene, I must remind you, you need all six of these to stay in the game, all right? Describe for Joey things you find in your refrigerator.
They might as well just give us the points.
Give me 20 seconds on the clock. Ready? Go.
You put this in your coffee.
A spoon. Your hands. Your face.
It's white.
Paper. Snow. A ghost.
It's heavier than milk.
A rock. A dog. The earth.
Pass. You put this on a sandwich.
Salami. Anchovies. Jam.
It's white.
Paper. Snow. A ghost.
It's made from eggs.
Chickens.
Pass.
Oh.
You put this on a hamburger.
Ketchup.
Yes.
Relish.
Stop.
Oh. Oh, time's up. Well, Joey, you were almost on a roll there. Gene, you're going to have a chance to go to the winner's circle in the second half, but right now, Henrietta, you are going to the winner's circle to try your luck for $10,000 right after this. Don't go away. And we're out.
Oh, so we didn't win. But it's fun to play the game, right?
Hey, I got a kid starting college. I have to get surgery on my knee. You just lost me $10,000.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. Okay, I promise. We'll do better next time.
Well, I will, because I won't be playing with you.
You know, some of those are pretty hard. Like, why would there be a ghost in my fridge? Yeah.
So, Saturday night.
I'd love to.
Great.
So how come it took you so long to ask me out?
Oh, well, this is going to sound kind of silly, but do you remember my roommate, Chandler Bing?
Sure, he was in your band.
It's been 16 years, but the air quotes still hurt.
Sorry.
That's okay. Anyway, well, he and I both really liked you a lot, but we didn't want anything to jeopardize our friendship, so we kind of made a pact that neither of us could ask you out.
Really?
Yeah, why?
Well, Chandler and I used to make out. A lot.
You did?
Yeah, we'd go to the science lab after hours.
And on my turf?
Hey, where is this guy? It's been over an hour.
Well, he's coming from Jersey. He said he would get here as fast as he could. Who is it?
It's the police.
The police!
Oh! That's right. It's Officer Goodbody.
What's the matter, officer? Has someone been bad?
Ooh, that's a lot of stairs. Oh, boy. You should warn people there's no elevator. Oh, I should not have had that Mexican food for lunch.
Oh. Are you going to be okay, Officer?
Goodbody.
If you say so.
So, where's the young lady who I am supposed to take downtown?
Downtown.
All right, somebody show me where to plug in my box, and we'll get this party started. Wow! Oh, yeah? All right.
Rachel?
Yeah?
Are you kidding? All right, look, we did not know that you wanted a stripper, so we went to the phone book and we got the first name we could find.
How old's your phone book?
Oh, my God, this man is going to get naked in my apartment.
Oh, God, no, I don't want to see him take his clothes off.
Are you talking about me?
Oh, no. I mean, obviously we want to see you take your clothes off. You big piece of eye candy.
Okay, ladies, can I have your attention, please?
Oh, yeah.
Did someone call for the long arm of the law? I should warn you, I have a concealed weapon. I hope you're familiar with this state's penal code. Okay, enough teasing. Now for some pleasing. She cringed.
This is how I look when I'm turned on.
You were talking about me before. Look, I don't need this. I'm out of here. Where's my hat? Look, I've been in this business for a long time.
Shocking.
Now, if you just pay me my $300, I'll be on my way.
$300? Are you kidding?
No, that's okay. Let me just get my checkbook.
No, you're not going to pay him. He didn't do anything.
Didn't do anything? I took a bus all the way from Hoboken. I climbed, I don't know, like a billion stairs. It's not like I could take them two at a time.
I don't care. We're not paying you $300 for this.
Well, look, it's not my fault if you're too uptight to appreciate the male form in all its glory.
Okay, I'm uptight. Yeah, that's why I don't want to watch a middle-aged guy dance around in what I can only assume is a child's Halloween costume.
I may have borrowed this from my nephew. But let me assure you, what's underneath is all man.
I'm sorry, did you say all man or old man?
Oh, you're mean.
Sir,
Damn it! Big surprise! The hunk of beef has feelings.
Applause. Okay, Henrietta, you picked Jack and Jill Went Up the Hill. Oh,
my friend Rachel has a kid. I totally know nursery rhymes.
Joey, describe these things associated with the United States Congress. Give me 20 seconds on the clock, please. Ready? Go. Pass. Pass. Pass.
Okay, the little thing that hangs down on the back of your throat.
A uvula.
Oh, then pass.
Okay. Henrietta, you didn't get all the points you needed, so that means Gene, you are going to the winner's circle to try for $10,000, and you're going to be going there with Joey Tribbiani.
You made out with Missy Goldberg? How could you do that after you promised me?
Excuse me. That didn't make us sound gay at all.
You broke the pact.
Ross, that was 16 years ago.
That doesn't matter. We're talking about the foundation of our friendship.
I believe the foundation of our friendship was unfortunate hair. All right, look, if we're really going to do this, it's not like you never broke one of the pacts.
I didn't.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, really?
No.
Adrian Turner.
Yes?
Hey, Adrian. Adrian.
I never did anything with Adrian Turner.
Oh, please. And you knew how much I liked her.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Really? Remember that big party freshman year, a week before Christmas vacation? I do. You had some visitors.
I can't believe we're at a real college party. I have to pee so bad.
This is so awesome.
College guys are so cute. Hey, you've got a boyfriend.
No. But if some guy who looks like Corey Haim wants to kiss me tonight, I'm so gonna let him.
Hey, look, there's Chandler. You know that stupid friend of Ross's? Said I was fat. You know, I've already lost 4 pounds.
You can so totally tell.
I know!
Well, let's see, maybe he knows where Ross is.
How's it going?
Aren't you...
Yeah, Rachel. This is Ross's sister, Monica. We met at Thanksgiving.
Right. So how you doing?
Bitchin'.
Hi, Monica.
Hi, Chandler. Really nice to see you.
Not.
Okay. I'll see if I can find Ross.
Oh, my God, Rach. Beanbag chairs. Oh. Do not let me sit in one of those. We'll be here for days.
Listen, Adrian, you can't tell Chandler about this.
Oh, believe me, Ross, I won't be telling anybody about this.
Cool. I didn't know you knew about that.
Well, I did, and it hurt. That's when I wrote the song, Betrayal in the Common Room.
Man, I'm sorry.
Look, it was a long time ago.
So, I made out with Adrian, and you made out with Missy. Well, I guess we're even.
Mm-hmm.
We are even, right?
Just one more thing. I was so pissed at you that night that I wanted to get back at you, so I thought, who does Ross like more than anybody?
What did you do to my mom?
Not her.
Having fun? For your information, last much. I've lost 4 pounds. Maybe even 5 with all the dancing.
Somebody order a pizza.
Oh, that's me.
I am so not going to do good on my SATs tomorrow.
Well, maybe you could go to school here next year and we could totally hang out.
Oh, yeah. There is a plan. Why don't I just start taking my smart pills now?
Well, maybe you could get in on a beauty scholarship.
What a line.
So where are you applying to?
Well, you know, I think it's kind of really important that I go somewhere where there's sun. So I'm sort of... Hey!
I'm in college and I'm in a band.
Yeah, okay.
What's the matter? You never saw a 50-year-old stripper cry before?
You know, it's fine. We'll pay you.
No, no, you're right. Who am I kidding? I should have hung up that breakaway jockstrap years ago. What am I going to do? I mean, this has been my life for 32 years. Taking my clothes off in front of people is all I know.
Something else that you can do. I mean, what skills do you have?
I don't know. I can make my pecs dance. I can pick up a dollar bill with my butt cheeks. I can go to that special place inside me where I feel no shame.
So maybe something in an office. You could teach stripping. You know, share your gift. Pass the torch.
No, actually, that's not a bad idea. I could do it out of my apartment. I don't think my mom would mind.
There you go. Okay, you think you're gonna be okay?
Yeah. This is so weird. You never know when it's gonna be your last dance. And I didn't even get a chance to finish it.
It.
What?
Your last dance. Do it for us.
Really?
Really? Yeah. He deserves to do the thing he loves one last time.
Okay. All right. Get ready, ladies.
Welcome to the winner circles. Joey, Gene, you guys ready?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Give me 60 seconds on the clock, please. Ready? Go.
Oak, maple, elm, birch.
I don't know. Types of trees.
Buenos dias, enchilada, por favor.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I don't know any Spanish words.
A match, a candle.
Things that go tss when you put them out.
A torch, a bonfire. Your pee.
Things that burn.
I'd like to go for a walk. Scratch my belly.
Dude, I think you're losing it.
I have fur. I like to bark.
Oh, what a dog says.
Pepperoni.
Pizza toppings, next.
Cindy Crawford, Christy Brinkley, Heidi Klum, Claudia Schiffer. Christy Turlington, Kate Moss.
Girls Chandler could never get?
Supermodels.
Where?
Hey, where's Rachel?
She and Phoebe took the stripper to the hospital.
Did you know Chandler kissed Rachel?
What? When was this?
1987, the weekend you guys visited me at school.
Oh, my God, that's wild.
Yeah, but it was like a million years ago, so it doesn't matter.
Well, it matters to me.
Why?
Because the night you kissed Rachel was the night I kissed Rachel for the very first time.
You kissed her that night, too?
Two guys in one night? Oh, I thought she became a slut after she got her nose fixed.
Seriously, where did this happen?
Okay. After you told me she was passed out in our room, I went in there to make sure she was all right. She was lying on my bed, all buried in people's coats. Well, I went to kiss her on the forehead, you know, but it was so dark, I accidentally got her lips. I started to pull away, but then I felt her start to kiss me back. It was only for a second, but it was amazing. And now I find out that you kissed her first.
Oh, wait, what bed did you say she was on?
Mine.
I'm pretty sure I put her on my bed.
No, she was definitely on my bed.
Why would I kiss a girl and then put her on your bed?
Well, then who was on my bed?
Oh, oh, oh!
No, no, no! You were under the pile of coats?
I was the pile of coats!
Oh, my God! My first kiss with Rachel?
You were my first kiss ever?
What did I marry into?
Tonight, catch an all-new